a photocell relay, and then when it's dark enough, it clicks over, and then it connects your running lights to your house 12 volts and turns them on. And then in the morning, it clicks and turns off. So if that's not working for you, most of the time, it's you have a bad wire fuse connection to your house battery from your 7-way. I've run into that before with some people. People just plug their trailers in and charge their house battery, and they don't really realize it's not charging when they're driving because that fuse is blown or missing or something.
Okay, I have a new one to throw out at you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm sort of sort of really the old-fashioned way. We put a wire in, and we've got a switch inside the trailer, and we turn them on, and we turn them off, in theory, before we go to bed. Because, you know, our neighbors don't always want, you know, if you're at a rally or something, don't always want the lights running all night because it could be going in the side of their trailer or lighting up the camp area. So is it possible for you to put a timer on there so when they do come on, the timer will click on and then it will click off even though the light sensor is saying, hey, it's dark out?
Yeah, you know, you could build a circuit for that, but they also have timer relays too. So you'd almost have to have two, though. You'd have to have the photocell turn on the timer relay that would then turn off. So it would get a little more complicated. Alternatively, you could just unplug it before you go to bed, or when you wire it, you could wire a switch on there. That's another thing I thought about doing, is wiring a switch on there. So that, you know, it'll, if you're off at the, because what's nice is the photocells, when you're off out for the day and you come home and your lights are on, or you're at an event at the rally and it's not dark yet, but then it gets dark while you're out and then you come back and your lights are already on. That's the nice part. So you could wire switch in with that too. And it's like, okay, we're done for the night. Keep putting out the campfire, go flip the switch. Then you got to flip it back on in the morning. But that really hasn't been a problem. But what you're talking about is wiring it when you redo the trailer. You're just putting power to the running lights from an external switch inside. External.
Correct.
To the system on the inside.
Yeah, we use the wiring that's already in the front wall of the trailer. That's, you know, one of the wires is going to the running lights and one is going to the charge wire. And we just put a switch on it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so if you're redoing your trailer, then that would be a good thing to add, for sure. So, okay, Steve, hope that helps. I think we got your number turned down just in time.
Yeah,
getting a little slow in my old age there. But anyway, appreciate the question. Hope that helps. And I know that I created an instruction sheet on exactly how to wire that thing. Pretty sure I put that on the blog, so check it out. Let's see, this one, and this is sent to us through the VAP page. So if you go to thevap.com, there's a contact us page, and you can send your message to us that way. This one is from Amy Remling. Hi, I'm very happy to have found your show. I've got so many questions. We've just bought a 77 25-foot land yacht. I'll start with a few. How do you plumb in city water? Ours did not come with it originally. I've seen videos on how to install an inlet to the outside, but cannot find anything on how to plumb it in. So how do you add?
Well, it certainly came with it originally.
Yeah, I would think.
Every trailer came with it. Like, literally every single one. In that era, it's likely, which is where we put them, even today, even if it never, it was a different design configuration, we like where they put it during that period. It was basically on the street side rear frame rail where it sticks out of the banana wrap just before it attaches to the bumper itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the fitting would go, like right through the side of the frame, and go into the bumper trunk with PEX, and then immediately go through the cross.